Perek Zion, Mishnah Vav. Amar Bishimon, or Bishimon says, Shiva Dvar, Hiskinu Bezin, Bezin made a takana for seven things, Vezeh Echad Mehen, and this is one of them. What's this? So we had mentioned in the previous Mishnah that if a person finds an animal in Yerushalayim or near Yerushalayim, that he brings it as a karban, and the Nesachim would come from the Tzibur, wouldn't have to come out of his pocket. So this was one of the takanas that the Bezin made. And the details of it was what we discussed yesterday. And now we're going to go through the other six. So there's seven total. We'll have a couple in this Mishnah Vav, the rest in Mishnah Zion, and then we'll finish the parak. So the second one, we're moving right to the second one, is Nachir Sheshilach Olasa Medina Siyam, a guy that sends a carbon ola from Medina Siyam, from overseas. So we accept a carbon ola of a guy, whether he gives it as a neder, a promise, or an adava, or a gift, we accept it. And then he goes ahead and sends the libations along with it also. He sends the Nesachim, because we know the carbon has to go together with the Nesachim. Now he doesn't send the actual Nesachim, because that would become Tameh, because he's the guy, but he sends money for it. So then it's simple protocol, Kraven Mishalo, take that money, buy the Nesachim for him, bring it with the carbon, and everyone's happy. But Vim Lav, he doesn't send money for the Nesachim, so we don't reject the carbon. Rather, Kraven Mishal Tzibor, use money from the Lishka, from the chamber, the communal money, and use that to purchase the Nesachim so that we can bring his carbon forward. Okay. Takana number Gimel, the third one. Chen Ger, a convert. Shemes v'niach zvachim, he dies, he leaves over karbanos, and he has no Yarshim, no children to inherit him. So who's going to bring the Nesachim for his karbanos? If he has Nesachim, meaning he set aside Nesachim, you know, during his lifetime, then Kraven Mishalo, you could bring those Nesachim, the libations, along with his karbanos. But if he didn't set aside Nesachim, so now all of his possessions are totally hefka, they're ownerless. Kraven Mishal Tzibor, you bring the Nesachim from the Trumas Lishka, from the chamber of coins, of the communal coins, you use that to pay for the Nesachim for his karbanos. And that's all by a ger, but a Yisrael that dies, and he left over karbanos, then his Yarshim would bring the Nesachim for his karbanos from whatever possessions that he has. He would sell his possessions, use that to buy the Nesachim, and then bring that along with the karbanos. Okay. Takana number four, the fourth one, and this is going to be a bit of a long one, and after this one we'll go straight into the next Mishnah for 5, 6, and 7. So the fourth one is Tanai Bezdin. Who there's a Tanai Bezdin, basically made like a Tanai condition, a Kohen Gadol Shemes, and a Kohen Gadol that dies, and they didn't yet appoint another Kohen instead of him, another Kohen Gadol instead of him. Shtehe Minchaso Kreva Mishal Tzibor, that his Mincha should be brought by the Tzibor, by the community. So what does this mean? A Kohen Gadol, okay, would bring from himself every day a Mincha offering, called a Minchas Chavitin. It was a Siras Eifa, tenth of an Eifa, of Solas, of fine flour, half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening. Now, it wasn't brought in halves, right? It wasn't brought half in the morning, half in the evening. Rather, he'd bring every morning this full Isaron, this full tenth of an Eifa, in the morning. He would divide it in half in the morning. He would knead half into six loaves and the other half into six loaves. Okay? So he had 12 loaves total. And then they would bring half of the loaves in the morning and half of the loaves in the evening. So what happens is the Kohen Gadol dies after he brought the first set of six loaves in the morning as his mincha offering. And now, if they anointed someone that very day to be Kohen Gadol instead of him, so that second Kohen Gadol does not bring the other Isaron for the other six loaves in the evening from that which the first Kohen left over. And not even from his own, the new Kohen Gadol's own loaves. Rather, what he has to do is he brings a totally new Isaron, a full Isaron, from himself. He'll divide it in half. He'll take one half and bring it in the evening to replace that which the first Kohen Gadol, you know, couldn't do. And then the remainder of what the second Kohen Gadol has left, the other six loaves that he has, he'll leave it overnight. So that it becomes puzzle invalid out of lina for leaving kachim overnight in the base of Mikdash. And then there'd be a mitzvah the next day to burn it. And so too, the first Kohen Gadol's portion that was left over as well, he wouldn't use it, he would just leave it overnight and then burn it the next day. So, with this introduction in mind, the Mishnah is coming to teach us that if the Kohen Gadol died, okay, after he brought the first six loaves in the morning, and they did not appoint somebody in his stead, so now that by Bezin made a takana, that this Minchas Chavitin should be brought from the tzibur, from the community, from the Chumas Halishka, from the chamber that had all the communal coins together. So that's what we're driving at over here. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Whereas if Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishal Yarshin, no, don't take it from the Tzibor, from the community. Take it from the Yarshin, from the children of the Kohen Gadol that died. Bring the Mincha, HaMincha Kreva, Kozman, Shalomina, Kohen Gadol Acher. As long as he didn't appoint another Kohen Gadol, in his stead yet, so then don't use the money of the Tzibor to bring a new Mincha. Let his children, the Yarshim, those that are inheriting him, bring the Mincha. Ushle Mahesa Kreva. And when there was no Kohen Gadol placed in his stead, so, you know, whether you learn like the Tanakam, which is really, it's not the Tanakam, I'm sorry, it's Rabbi Shimon who opened up the Mishnah. Whether you learn like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon said, let the community bring the Mincha with their coins, let the treasurer use the coins from the chamber that was a communal coins to purchase his Mincha offering. That was Rabbi Shimon's opinion, the author of our Mishnah, or whether it be Rabbi Yehuda who said, no, use it from the Yarshim. In this case, when there was no Kohen Gadol appointed, they would actually bring a full Yisaron. A full Yisaron in the morning and a full Yisaron in the evening. So here's another difference. When it's depending on which opinion you go with, whether it's his children or the community, or the money from the community that you're using for this Mincha offering, when they didn't appoint a Kohen Gadol instead yet, when this first Kohen died, so they would actually bring a full Yisroel in the morning and a full Yisroel in the evening for this Mincha offering. It's another important point to point out over here. And they also point out, in according to Reb Shimon, it was really like two takanos in according to Reb Shimon. Why? Because originally, they would bring it like a din Torah, like the rule of the Torah, from the community's money to replace this mincha offering. But then the Chachamim saw that the chamber, you know, was getting emptied because there were so many, you know, unfortunately, there were Kohen Gadol that were dying and they had to constantly take money out of the chambers. So they made it takana instead, they should collect it from the children of the Kohen. But then they saw that the children were being negligent. They weren't bothering with it because they didn't want to spend the money on it. So then they decided to, you know, put it back onto the Din Torah and use the tzibur's money, use the community's money to fulfill this mincha offering. And then they call it a Tanai Bezdin Shemidal Din Torah, meaning it's Bezdin's Tanai, their condition that they stood it on Din Torah to make it, you know, enforceable. And that's how this Mishnah concludes. So that's the Mishnah. That's the end of Mishnah Vav. And now we're going to go straight to Mishnah Zion to do the 5th, 6th, and 7th Takana. So number 5, says the Mishnah Zion, Ala melach ve'ala etzim, on the salt and on the wood of Hekdesh, of the Beis HaMikdash, they made a takana, sheyu ha-kohanim ne'osan behem, that the kohanim could have pleasure from them, to lemloach ba'melach as a basar, to salt their basar of the korbanos and eat them, and to cook them in the wood of the Beis HaMikdash. And some say they would use the wood to make like a fire, like a bonfire, to become warm from it. And the idea is that even though it was hektish, they were able to use it for their karbanos to have pleasure from it. However, for the eating of chulin, of non-sacred foods that belong to the Kohanim, even if it was chulin that was eaten in the Azara with their regular karbanos that was hektish, in order that the karbanos should be eaten on a full belly and you should really, really appreciate them. So in that case, Eneusim, you can't have any pleasure from the salt or from the wood of hektish. So strictly, they let you use this salt and wood of hektish for the karbanos themselves, but not for any kind of chulin, even a chulin that was eaten together with the karbanos, that was eaten together with the karbanos. So just for the karbanos. That was this special takana. Tlatlim uses salt and wood for their karbanos to have more pleasure from their karbanos. The sixth takana was now v'ala para duma, the red heifer. They made a takana shelo yiyu mo'alan be'efra. You should not be mo'al from its ashes. Right? The halacha is that if a person has like hana benefit from things of the Beis HaMikdash when he should not be having that benefit, he's being mo'al behektish. He's having a prohibited benefit from hektish, and it's a very severe sin. So they made a takana that a person should not be mo'al if he has any benefit from the ashes of the Parah Aduma. Now the truth is, the Gemara explains that there's a din Torah that you're not going to be mo'al from the ashes of the Parah Aduma anyways. because on a Torah level, there's a problem of being moil from the actual Parah Aduma, but not from the ashes. So what are they coming to tell me here then? So Beis Din saw that people were, you said that, hey, I'm not getting well from the ashes. So they started taking the ashes and using it to heal their wounds and using it for different kinds of remedies. So Beis Din saw that people are taking advantage of these ashes. So they said, you know what? They made a gezerah that now, you know, if you take the ashes for personal benefit, you will be over me'ila. Because they don't want people to belittle the whole process. But then they said when they did that the Kohanim didn't want to spritz this, you know, the ashes on people that were a suffix tumma. So if they, you know, they were in doubt whether they're tummy from a tummy mace and they had to get spritzed. Why? Because they were concerned now that they'd be moil from the ashes. So they said, okay, you know, let's go back to the original law. And of course, the Parah Aduma, you'd be moil if you have any benefit from it. But the ashes, we're going to say that it's back to the original law. That you're not going to be moil from the ashes if you have any pleasure. And they did this assuming that people aren't going to take advantage and they're not going to belittle the process. So that was the sixth takana, that you're not going to be moil from the ashes of a Parah Aduma. If you have benefit from the ashes of a Parah Aduma, there's no sin of me'ila, of having benefit from hekdesh when it's incorrect. And the last takana was number seven, ala kinin on kinin, on these birds, hapsuls that are invalid, shibosh mishal tzibur, they should come from the community. Meaning we learned already that if a person's chai has to bring a kinin, for example, a zav, a zava, or yoledes, a person that gave birth, right, and a zav are people that had some kind of emission from their body, a tamidika emission. So they bring two doves, two that have two different birds, one for a chaf, a sin offering, one for an ola, for a carbon ola, should be totally burnt on the base of mikdash. And they would put this money into the shofar of the kinin, the box of the kinin, and Beis Din would go ahead and then buy these kinin and be makir of these kinin for the owners that had to bring it. So Beis Din made a takana that if they found that these kinin, these birds were puzzled, they were invalid, so she boasts from Koma that the replacements should come from the lishka, from the communal treasury, and it doesn't have to come from the owner's actual pocket. So that was the seventh takana. And Rabbi Yosi over Hamesapik as a kinin, not only that, but the providers that provided the Beis Hamikdash with these birds, okay, the providers that would provide the Beis Hamikdash with the birds, right? So the guy who has to bring the bird, bring this carbon, gives money to the Beis Hamikdash, and then the treasurer, you know, purchases the carbonos for this guy. If they found that the carbonos were no good, so then they would replace it not from this guy's pocket, but from the community treasury pocket, right? That's what we just said. Rabbi Yossi is coming to say that even the provider that provided these birds, if the birds were invalid, mesapik es apsulos, the provider himself is obligated to provide the Beis HaMikdash with replacements if these birds were no good. So we had learned earlier that by fine flour, if the providers provided flour and it was no good, there was worms in it, or they provided wine and it turned into vinegar, so the providers have to, you know, provide new good merchandise to the Beis HaMikdash. So that over here, that, you know, if these birds were no good, the providers themselves also, they would have to provide the Beis HaMikdash with a replacement. Even if the birds flew away, it says over here. Shenevdu akina and kengon shefarchu, they flew away. Still, their responsibility is on the provider, and he's obligated to replace the Beis HaMikdash with new birds. And the Mishnah concludes that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. So, meaning if something bad happens to the karban, according to Rabbi Shimon, they would just take communal money and purchase something else. According to Rabbi Yossi, we just look at the provider and say, hey, provider, you have to replace it. So that's the difference, and we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. This concludes Perek Zion, and tomorrow, God willing, we'll go on to Perek Ches.